Bob, congratulations. How good does it feel to get off to a winning start for the second half and also a statement win against a guy like Max Scherzer?
Yeah, you always know that, you know, the first game of the second half, you're going to get probably somebody's ace unless he pitched in the All-Star game. So, you know, those type of guys we've talked about, you know, you beating a guy like that does a lot for you. You know, do you get to him early? Do you make him get his pitch count up? You know, is it a big blow? Hosmer's homer, obviously, we had a huge impact in the game. So turn it over to you with a couple of runs, end up being a really good win.
How good was he tonight?
You know, what's he got, a 3-2 ERA, seven innings every time out, it feels like, plus sometimes. Isn't afraid to go out there and give up, you know, another run if the bullpen needs a rest. So, I mean, 9-4, it's all-star quality stuff. So it doesn't surprise us. We seem to, you know, get spoiled by him every time out.
It seemed like the split finger was an important weapon for him tonight.
Yeah, that was big for him tonight. And that's, you know, that's what is tough about him, to face him is, you know, one time you face him, he may show you a couple of different pitches, and the next time it'll be a totally different repertoire. So I think that's what makes him so good is that he's not only is he tough to think along with, he makes adjustments on the fly during the course of the game.
This was a short game for you guys all around, defensive, offensively, yeah, as well. More of a reset after a couple days break from the break?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, we put together quite a few months in a row where we played this type of baseball, and then, you know, the last one wasn't as good for us. So, you know, hopefully this is a trend for us.
You said plenty of times, including on Sunday, that you could use more slug. Seems like an obvious question, but what can that do for you?
You know, especially against a guy like Max, you know, that's a lot of times, you know, you get somebody on and somebody gets a good swing. You know, we even talked about in the meeting that, you know, he's going to make you look bad at times, but, you know, it only takes one swing, and we have a pitcher that we feel like that's going to, you know, keep us in a game. So, you know, Max was good again, but obviously the swing by Haas was the big swing of the game.
Even before that, you were making him throw a lot of pitches, but you had left guys on. What were you... You know, what was your thoughts on the first few innings there?
We've done that enough this year to sometimes where it frustrates you a little bit, but, you know, a good pitcher like that's probably going to get better when you have guys on base and ramp it up, which he's done his whole career. But it was more about, I guess, you know, making him throw some pitches and getting him out of there after six.
If you can get more from Trent in the second half, what would that mean for you guys?
Yeah, well, I think we have quite a few guys that we can get more out of offensively in the second half. So that's what we're encouraged to, you know, that we're hoping for, and Trent is definitely one of those guys. He's got the ability to, you know, run a little bit better. Obviously, his defense is always there. I know he wants to lead off at some point in time, and that's going to be getting some hits and drawing some walks and getting on base, and, you know, obviously has some power on top of that.